Fred Film Radio, Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia and Herzegovina.
This is Fred Film Radio. Hi, I'm Nadina from Talent Press of the 12th edition of the Sarajevo Talents. I am here with Debbie McWilliams, who is an international casting director. Hello.
Hello.
So my first question would be, you are a casting director, most known for casting the last 13 James mm-hmm. Bond films. And do you feel responsibility to the fan base, to the international fan base, when thinking about who to cast?
Well, I guess I do in a way, in that there's always the most enormous expectation as to who the next villain's going to be, who's mm-hmm. the next girl going to be. And so you want to surprise people mm-hmm. and make it as interesting and different as possible, which is why, you know, I've always gone on enjoying doing the films, because I've been allowed to travel the world and find people wherever most appropriate. So yes, I guess I do, up to a point, but equally the person who you most have to listen to and you know, please in the end, is the director. Mm-hmm. And of course the producers. So it's a combination, but I think, you know, anyone who takes on the job of directing those films obviously is aware that there's the most enormous fan base, and so they don't want to disappoint them.
Yeah, no, because I was thinking how many articles are coming out, like guessing who's going to be, and I would feel that if every day somebody would be commenting.
Well, all I can say is never believe a word you read in the press. Never once have they got it right, so seriously, don't take any notice of them.
In the light of recent events, there have been lots of talks, especially in Hollywood, about what to do, what kind of opportunities could be given to transgender actors, mm. especially in the case of Scarlett Johansson, who now refused the role, I think. Do you think the time is already here where you would also invite like a transgender actor for an audition? Is this something that...
It's a tricky one, I have to say. I haven't ever had the opportunity to do it, but I think my understanding of that whole genre, if you like, if that's the right word for it, was I went to see A Fantastic Woman, which won the Best Foreign Film Oscar last year, which is the most extraordinary film, and if you haven't seen it, I thoroughly recommend going to see it, where the leading role is played by a transgender actress, I guess you would call her, Dani Vega. Mm-hmm. And it completely opened my eyes to the whole, I mean, I wouldn't like to say problem, because it shouldn't be a problem, but, you know, as with all things, it takes time to adjust and absorb and integrate, and I think the time will come, definitely, but I think I don't think it should be made into an issue.
Also, in the light of recent events, as a casting director, you probably hear a lot about actors. Mm. You hear rumors, and in the sense that when Peter Jackson was talking about how he heard something about actresses and didn't want to employ them, is this something you know from your work experience, that people are trying to influence you in some kind of way about?
Hmm. Well, I wouldn't say influence. I mean, obviously, I take everything as I find it and as I know it myself. And obviously, one would avoid certain actors or actresses who you know are difficult to work with. You know, there's always a few of them. But equally, there may be a reason why they have been difficult. Maybe they weren't treated very well, or maybe, you know, they weren't enjoying the experience themselves. There's always a reason behind it. And a lot of it is to do with insecurity. And I think if an actor is made to feel secure, then a lot of all those problems disappear. But, you know, I don't read gossip columns, and I'm not, you know, particularly influenced by any of that, or I'd like to think I'm not anyway. But it's so much is written that is such nonsense. And I was, you know, there's the summer months are always the silly season, I have to say, because there's not enough news going on. And so the papers fill their pages with absolute kind of stories that just people make up just to get people talking. Mm-hmm. I mean, like this whole Idris Elba thing at the moment. I mean, I couldn't believe my eyes last night when I switched the TV on and every news station was talking about it.
So it's not true.
I'm not saying anything, but I can't believe why everybody is so mad about it. But I guess it says something about the interest people still have in James Bond films. But it's the fact that it's on the news, I think, just goes to show how crazy the whole world has become.
But also how big of a fan base, that's why I was asking, because I think the fan base sometimes, considering this kind of decisions, they almost feel like they could...
It's a personal matter.
Yeah,
I don't know, but it's very particular to do with James Bond films for some reason or other. I don't think people get so head up about whether, you know, who's going to play Captain America or, you know,
no, they don't.
Batman or something. They don't.
Oh, but they did when the Ben Affleck...
Yeah, maybe then.
Yeah,
but it wasn't on the news, I don't think. I don't know. It's people are...
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's quite flattering that, you know, there is still such a kind of global interest in the films. But there we are.
Yeah. I was... many actresses, this is just my feeling... from the Balkans and from this region, internationally, I think get very character roles, get roles that are kind of very rarely, these are main roles, maybe because they're not native speakers or they're in Germany or in Great Britain or in France. What would be your advice to them to try to get roles that wouldn't just be girls that come from Eastern Europe, you know?
Well, it's a tricky one. It's
so they wouldn't have to play immigrants.
Yeah,
you know?
No, I know what you mean. Well, I guess having a very strong basis of the English language, because most international films are made in English. So, if they haven't got good English, then they should improve it. And just, I don't know, try and. I don't know, it's choosing the right scripts, getting to know what's going on. I don't know, it's really... The problem is, and always has been, that the actor and actress are not the ones in any position to be powerful, if you know what I mean. That they have to take what comes to them. It's very hard to go out and actually... I mean, you know, although, you know, quite frequently, you know, I'll get a call from an agent, you know, from some different area outside of England going, my actor's going to be in London next week, will you meet them?
Mm-hmm.
And if we've got the time and, you know, if we can fit them in, then yes, we will. And, you know, it's going to festivals and things. There's an actress who I've got to know over the last 3 or 4 years called Margita Gorsheva, who's from Bulgaria, who I met at a festival in Japan, for instance. You know, you wouldn't think that would be where I would meet somebody like that. And I've helped promote her film and got her introduced to lots of different casting directors. So it's, you know, putting yourself out there and always keeping your information up to date so that you have decent photographs, decent showreel, that you absolutely know how to do a good self-tape, which is something I was talking to the young actors about yesterday. And, you know, all of these things are professional tools that you have to get right. And the more professional you are, the more likely you are to crack through that glass ceiling.
Let's hope this will help someone.
Let's hope so.
Yes. Thank you very much for the talk.
Pleasure.
This was Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.